can you make money trading simply?
Yes, of course, Kefa, you can make money from trading. Different tools, same end goal of wealth creation. Traders can be able to see how they can make money through trading.
A lot of people will always tell you, you can't time the market, just be in the market.
When the markets are falling, you can make money through short selling. But then, if you just hold, you can lose money when prices are going down. Sometimes even the company ends up to be suspended. Yeah. And if you're not paying attention to news, you come back, you say, I used to have Uchumi shares, how come my money is lost?
What would you say to someone who is like, hey, Lillian, you're trying to suggest that now we gamble? What for you is the difference between trading and gambling? Hello, welcome to another episode of Make Money the Podcast, the show where we not only tell you but also show you what's happening to your money and what could happen. And as always, this is guided by conversations with the experts of money, and I'm happy to introduce this week's topic, and we're talking about trading. Now, many times, the narrative that has held long, especially in the Kenyan perspective, is buy and hold. You know, you buy a share, hold it over time, don't sell it, you know, think about it 30, 40 years down the line. But you know, markets are not like that. And we always know that there are always cycles where it's a good time to buy, it's a good time to sell, it's a good time to make a profit. But many times you tend not to do that. So today we are going to talk about trading and of course finding out whether is this a good way of also investing or going around investing. And I'm delighted to have our guests for this week, Ms. Lillian Chege. She's a trading analyst at Forefront Management. And welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Make Money.
Thank you for having me here.
The first question I ask straight out of the gate is, can you make money trading simply?
Yes, of course, Kefa, you can make money from trading. And often, trading and investing are usually portrayed as opposing strategies where I can define them to be same tools with the same ultimate goal of making money. And why am I saying this? Because when you invest, or simply the buy and hold strategy that you mentioned, I go buy Safaricom shares and let them stay for long. It's going to make me money at the end of the day if the market favors me. Whereas trading wants me to be more active in the market, to watch the trends, to watch the price movements, and it is all playing out to be the same tool. It's only that for trading now, you're taking advantage of the short-term opportunities that are in the market. Which are these opportunities? There's arbitrage pricing where there's volatility in the market. When you're watching these market trends and you notice, now EABL is down, maybe there's something, there's a news about maybe ongoing court case, and you realize this is not the time to panic, it's the time maybe to accumulate more. So with that, you're able to make money from short-term price movements as compared to the buy and hold strategy where you just sit, there's no constant monitoring. It's all playing out to be different tools, same end goal of wealth creation. I think with that understanding now, traders can be able to see how they can make money through trading.
You did mention trading as being an active investor. And many times what we've seen is most Kenyans being passive investors, where you did describe it. You buy Safaricom at IPO or whenever that is, and then you want to hold for 30, 40 years sometimes. And sometimes, like you say, the market favors you and you find you are 5-10 times up and, you know, you appreciate that. I don't know where this narrative comes from. I know there's a lot of value investing narratives out there, and I know Warren Buffett is the biggest of them all, you know, in terms of buy and hold. And a lot of people will always tell you, you can't time the market, just be in the market. Don't think about timing the market, think about timing the market. Is it the only reason why we've seen a lot of Kenyans just buy and forget about it? Sometimes you buy, forget about it, and it ends up as unclaimed financial assets because you are really not paying attention to your portfolio, and sometimes you forgot, oh, I bought these shares and totally forgot about them and they're gone.
Yes, that could be one of the reasons. And another reason is because it has also proven to work historically, because most of the prices usually adjust to their fundamental values. So if the company is doing well, most analysts usually focus that the price movements will adjust upwards. And mostly that usually happens, and it usually supports the buy and hold strategy. However, we are saying that for this active trading now, there are moments where the market is not necessarily rising upwards all the time. So you need to be able to squeeze out money in all opportunities. Another key thing to note when it comes to trading, you can make money, let's say, it's in other markets, not currently in Kenya. When the markets are falling, you can make money through short selling. But then, if you just hold, buy and hold, you can lose money when prices are going down. Sometimes even the company ends up to be suspended.
Yeah.
And if you're not paying attention to news, you come back, you say, I used to have Uchumi shares. How come my money is lost? But that's because you're not following up the news. But if you're an active trader and an active investor, you'll be able to tell, maybe you're listening to the news, you're able to tell sentiments around this particular company are not very positive. Maybe it's time for me to sell, maybe not necessarily because it will be suspended, but maybe I'm fearing losing my current capital that is locked in this particular company. So you can sell only to accumulate later when you see that now the price is stable enough and it will most likely bounce and pick up. So the key thing that I'd like people to understand and to take home is that trading is taking advantage of the short-term opportunities in the market. We just don't want to stay at buy and hold, and that's the traditional way, just leaving the outcome in the favor of the economic conditions. Please get control in your hands. Take advantage of every opportunity. It's better even if you're adding little to little money trade other than just losing it all if you're not being keen on the trends in the market.
Some of the naysayers of the trading strategy or trading as an investment strategy is always the concern that we are turning our markets into gambling and prediction markets, and we know there's a lot of noise around on gambling and prediction markets even coming here. What would you say to someone who is like, hey, Lillian, you're trying to suggest that now we gamble? What for you is the difference between trading and gambling, just to separate the two?
That's an interesting question, Keva. A key factor that is common between trading and gambling is the money and the risk factor. If you tell people invest, all they think is about, I'm going to make more money. But then the risk factor is also there. So if I'm telling you to trade, I'm also telling you to make money, but the risk illusion is so big in your head that you just want out. You don't want to listen and go ahead with the idea. The key difference between trading and gambling: trading has structure, discipline, and decision making, something that is lacking in gambling. So in gambling, everything, especially the outcome, you leave to chance or good luck. But when it comes to trading, the process is controlled and you're the one controlling it. Because one, you definitely have to have a strategy before you enter into the trade. You plan, how much money do I want to go in this particular trade? And now that I've put X amount in this particular trade, how much of it am I willing to lose? And that's when you set maybe a stop loss. So this helps you, even though I'm aware that the risks are there in trading, I have the stop loss that will maybe automate my exit when the market does not favor me. I have my position sizing such that I'm not going to jeopardize my financial security. So it all comes down to discipline, financial structure, and decision making. So for gambling, don't leave decision making on chance. For trading, take decision making into your own hands, control the process, and definitely trading is a learning skill. So if you continue practicing it, it will definitely pay off. But for gambling, you cannot wake up and say, the more I gamble, the more I'm going to make more money out of it. But for trading, the more you continue practicing it consistently, you're going to see, and is my approach actually working, or am I just making continuous losses and I'm underperforming? But for gambling, there's no such that. You might win, but the chances are very less. But for trading, you're assured, the more I practice this skill, my success rate are going to be higher. So don't take trading as gambling, take it as a learning skill. And just like any other profession, you cannot be a master of it overnight.
So Lillian, this question I'll ask it simply. For someone looking to get now into trading and forgetting the buy and hold strategy that has been long there, there's a question always on where to start. You know, where do you start when for long you've been told buy and forget about it, buy and go 30 years, buy and go 20 years? When making that decision to move to trading, what are some of the factors to consider? Do you establish what to you would be a trading avenue? Is it a quarter? Is it an yearly being? Is it a weekly being? How exactly do you get started on trading when for long, you know, the buy and hold narrative has always prevailed?
So as a beginner, I'll say the first thing is to change your mindset. Do not take trading as you're jumping into guesswork, and do not also change the mindset about trading is more of gambling. So number one, if you understand and accept that trading is a skill that I need to learn, then you're better off, because you can now proceed to the next step about now learning the basics. Because if you learn the basics, then it sets the foundation of being able to know that the control is in my hands and I can actually put a strategy and know what to do about this particular trade. So yes, I can say that do not hesitate. Of course, number two, it's putting yourself out there. You can use, there are so many demo accounts these days. So put yourself out there, but also with caution. So evaluate safely, use the demo accounts, do not use real money. But as you progress now, you can start trading with small real capital so that you do not jeopardize your financial well-being. It all comes down to, if you're a beginner, do not go with the end goal of fast making money fast. Go with the mindset of, I'm here to learn the skill first, and then the skill will now build me money.
For trading strategies now, which is around the next point I would like us to discuss, there's a lot of words thrown around, and for a novice trader, they might not be familiar with them. You know, there's day trading, which is also enabled in Nairobi Securities Exchange. Mm-hmm. Someone will tell you about swing trading. Someone else will tell you about scalping, especially for high-frequency trading is enabled. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about the strategy to employ, is there a guide to what to pick, maybe from a personality-wise perspective for an investor or from a different metric?
I'll say that there's no single best strategy. The question that traders should ask themselves is, which strategy is suitable for me, and not which strategy among all these that are available is the best that will make me the most money. It's all doubles down to, how do I actually learn it and approach it and stay consistent with it? You've mentioned a few, like day trading, you open and close the trade in the same day. This definitely requires time. You need to be there. Evaluate your life. Is my time commitment, my risk comfort, is it worth it to be in a day trading? You've mentioned scalping. This is even more intensive in the level of commitment and skill required, and even in terms of time, because for scalping it even takes from seconds to minutes, and that needs a very high skill. So for a beginner, I wouldn't say this is the best strategy. Then there's definitely the position sizing, and there's swing trading. So it all comes down to, am I a person who can thrive in fast decision making, or do I prefer to lean back and watch over a certain period of time? If I'm looking at this and I'm seeing that my time is a bit free, or maybe my time is a bit constrained, then I'm looking at my risk comfort. How much money am I willing to put in and to practice with? Maybe the scalping, or maybe the swing trading. So it all comes down to, which strategy is suitable for you? What is best for you? Depending on your risk comfort, depending on your time, and definitely your current skills.
From where you sit, where do you believe it might take for us to move away from just buy and hold strategies to maybe even a mix of both, or even more of trading than buy and hold? And with this, I have an example of what we see with banks. And we know a lot of times, if you look at a bank's balance sheet, you'll get to see a book held to term and another trading book that's there. And a lot of time people say, hey, why are you attacking retail trading? Well, the institutions that you give your money are all trading, and they're taking advantage of short-term opportunities as and when they're available. Mm-hmm. What might it take to get us to a point where there's more trading and less of buy and hold?
So I'd like to answer that by beginning with the institutional trading and why they trade routinely. That's because they have to hedge against risk, and they have to manage their liquidity. And because of this, they have to keep adjusting their positions. They have to adjust to market movements very quickly, and that they have to take advantage of the volatility that is there. And this is because they have the resources. They have large access to capital. They have research teams, and definitely they have advanced technology. But when you compare to retail investors, these factors are lacking. Most of them don't have the huge capital required to do the often trades. They don't have enough time to do the research and to learn the market, and even to invest in these skills. And the other factor is the advanced technology. It's just recently coming up, the algo, the AI, and the demo accounts. Previously, it was just a thing about people who've learned in that area, or maybe the institutions. But maybe right now we can start shifting, and not shifting entirely, but combining both strategies, as you've said. Because if we continue to create more awareness and continue to show that trading is working and to show actual results, then many people will actually shift their mindsets and see, I can actually make money through this. If we put out more information out there, more people know how they are going to react to whatever price movement is there. In summary, I can say I don't see us entirely shifting from the buy and hold narrative because, yes, it has proved to work over time, but we can take a more balanced approach by combining both. So take the buy and hold for long-term position so that for stability and growth, and then combine with the trading, which is more active, so that you can squeeze out all opportunities in the short term. It's not bad to make money out of both.
So before ending up, you did mention some advancements that are coming your way. We have demo accounts which enable people to have a test, find your feet in the market without necessarily putting any of your money at risk. Mm-hmm. We have artificial intelligence, of course, happening and algo trading. My interest is in around algo trading, and Lillian, I would hope to have this conversation on algo trading deeper, maybe in future episodes right here on Make Money. Mm-hmm. But if you'd give us a teaser of what are we looking at when we talk about algo trading.
Take algo trading as a GPS, but with traffic updates. So whenever you move in, the destination is still the same, but it's updating depending on the appropriate route for you to take. It's the same thing with algos. So these are computers fed with historical data in the NSE, and they are able to spot market price movements. They are also able to shoot triggers that this maybe it's a good time to buy, this maybe it's a good time to sell, depending on the history of the numbers. And they are better off because now they eliminate the emotions that comes with human judgment. Because when I see that a stock that I bought is now going down, most of the people panic and they sell. Only later on, for the people who manage their emotions, and so this is the right time to buy, to accumulate more, they come and get the gains. So it eliminates human emotions. Number two, it also helps us in efficiency, because think of it as you're using human judgment, but with machine efficiency because it's faster. So you're able, one, to execute trades faster, even if you're not there. Because the algos actually have predetermined set of rules. So the algo may be set at this percentage, you can exit if the market moves against us. So automatically, it's more efficient in analyzing your loss and making you exit the market in time. So I would say it's a good thing coming up. It's not very big in Kenya currently because SIB actually is the first to have the first algo and robo advisory division in Kenya. And we are hoping that people can actually embrace it. Because same thing that I've said, you can come at SIB, have the normal account of buy and hold, but also we're introducing this other thing. Algo can actually trade for you more efficiently and faster. You get more trades. It cannot be a huge margin after every other trade, but if you're getting more trades with smaller amounts every time, it equals up to good amount of money. So people should embrace both strategies, embrace the tools and the technology that are coming, and we'll be able to create wealth with both tools.
Finally, for me, Lillian, it's about what does the future hold for trading, especially when you start talking of algos. You know, there's always a fear that it could be algos taking over the entire decision of trading, mm-hmm. and then it's an algo trading and another algo trading somewhere. So Kefa has his algo, and mm-hmm. Lillian has her algo, and these are now algos just taking care of everything. Is there a downside to that where, you know, investment decisions have been left to machine, have been left to AI, have been left to these, you know, machine learning mm-hmm. to make the decisions?
Okay, so I'll say that efficiency will improve with the machine learning and the algo. Because first of all, I said the emotions are eliminated. And these machines and robots usually perform the trades very fast, in even milliseconds, which something as humans we cannot do. So first of all, we are looking at more transactions, better efficiency, better preservation of capital, because now if you have better efficient ways of making new money and also managing your risks, then that means you have your capital reserved and you are able to stay long in the market. Because if you play a lot with your capital, yeah, then you're out of the game. So I'd say I don't think it will come to a point where human judgment is completely out. It will just be a balance. So human judgment, but machine efficiency, which is definitely a plus for us. Yes.
So So Lillian, we'd hope to have you on another day to speak specifically to algo trading, and hopefully you'd give us a demonstration of you know, the algos at work, hopefully.
Yes.
And at this point, I'd like to thank you for being on Make Money, the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Lillian Chege, a trading analyst at Forefront Management, which is part of the Standard Investment Bank Group, if I may call it so. And that has been another episode of Make Money, the podcast from the Business Daily. My name is Kefa Muirore, and until I catch you on the next episode, as always, do remember to make your money work for you. Goodbye.